sent by Senya, 4-year-old, from Rockhampton, Sati Parsala. Mindful walking. Today I did mindful walking outside. I walked on the grass without my slippers. I saw a bug. I saw a feather. I saw a bird. I heard the wind. Then I started counting numbers. I counted up to 20. Mindful sitting. I looked at the wall. I lied on my ammi's lap. I heard my breath. When the bell rang, I slowly opened my eyes. Mindful game. Today I used crayons for my mindful game. I slowly picked the crayons. I like mindful game. Teruvan Saranai, Balti.
Yeah, I think Rockhampton Satipasana is a really nice Satipasana conducted in Rockhampton by our Kamal. And actually, a couple of times I also was able to join with them. And they are doing a really great job. So there is nothing special to tell here. Basically, this kid has done according to her level, has done a great job. Basically, we can listen mindfully. So that is where we can sort of diversify our experience. It's not necessary to limit our experience to certain activities, but we can expand our experience to various activities. Like Buddha says, while standing, lying down, sitting, walking, having your meals and putting your clothing. So likewise, we can expand. So now this little kid has experienced so many sounds while being in the garden, while being in the walking session. And rather than only one thing is we can recognize them, and we can, after recognition, we can let them go and then come back to the walking experience. So we are giving some prominence to walking, and we are trying to closely examine what is really happening while walking. So other than that, there is nothing special to mention. You can carry forward.
This question number 2, it's also from Rockhampton Satipasala, written by 11-year-old named Venuka, from Sri Lanka, Goa. Mindful walking. First, I stood up and went to my usual walking spot. Then I stood up and started walking slowly, mindfully and silently. I could feel my feet touching the ground in a pattern, heel, sole and toe. I could hear sounds like barking sounds of dogs, etc. I could do this for about 11 minutes. Mindful sitting. I went to my usual sitting spot and slowly started breathing. I could feel my heart beating in a rhythm. I could feel the cold air going through my nostrils and the warm air coming out. I could feel my in-breath was longer than my out-breath. I could hear sounds like the sounds of vehicles passing by. I could do this to about 11 minutes. The end of the question.
Yeah, good. Actually, basically, if you can recognize, say, while walking, how this kid actually has come further, so it was able to leave aside all the other worldly, say, commentaries, many sort of inner chatter, and now was able to look at the foot, which part of the foot touching the ground, what is the sort of the order, what are the subtle details available. So this information is only available when mind becomes fairly concentrated, fairly one-pointed, and again, we are able to leave aside all the other unnecessary chattering happens in the mind. So unless you can't do that, you cannot come to this level. So this indicates that your mind is now fairly calm and quiet and is able to be with this very ordinary experience, because walking is not a very attractive experience, but a very ordinary, simple experience. In order to get more details about this experience, your mind has to be fairly vigilant and have to appreciate this simple, direct experience. and then only these subtle details will be available to you. Now the report indicates that you are now getting this skill, so therefore you can continue as you are doing. And in the sitting also the same scenario, where you are able to look at the breath, whether it is long, short, etc. So that indicates now the mindfulness has fairly established, then only we are able to get these subtle details. So you can move forward.